Well, hello everyone. This is the Soul Train Health and Fitness Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. Thanks for being with us today. And my name's Ed Furtick. As usual, we have a great guest here with us. And our guest today is Erica Beaton of the wonderful city of Hudson, who is a runner. So thanks for being with us, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for getting here on time and everything. And I'm anxious to talk about your running. So let's get right into it and tell the listener about where you run, the distances you run, and how often you run.
Okay. I run about 3 or 4 times a week. And for me, it's not as much about the distance. I do about 2.5 to 4 miles, depending on how I feel that day. But it's really about keeping a steady practice, you know, doing it every few days, not overdoing it, not underdoing it, just doing what I feel that day. So if, you know, if I'm having like a harder day or if I'm tired that day, I'll just run a little less. And if I get out there and I feel like I want to continue, I'll just keep on going.
Sounds good. Do you run on asphalt? Do you run on dirt?
Well, I'll run around like the city of Hudson. So I'll start going down Union. I'll run down to the water around like Digifab, where that is. I'll run back up, run up Columbia. And it really, for me, like I start at the top of Warren Street and I go. So I'll go up the train tracks if that's like available to me, if I don't, you know, if it's not running that day or if I feel like it's safe. I just started running at the conservatory, which is really nice and probably like a little easier in my body. It's better for using different muscle groups. I think using like the smaller muscle groups that you kind of like miss out on because there's a lot to avoid and there's like a little more like agility involved in that.
You know okay. What I mean? But so. You're running on asphalt.
Asphalt or yeah, now in the woods or, sometimes on trails.
Okay. And you said 2.5 to 4 miles.
Yes.
So that's a pretty healthy distance. In fact, most people who run seriously break into racing at the 5 kilometer level, which is 3.1 miles. So you're certainly doing that. And when did you start running? How long ago?
I ran in college a little bit, just on my own, just for exercise, and realized last year, I think, how like much it affected me in a positive way. So I've made a very steady practice of it as of last fall. Took some time off during the winter, and then as soon as the weather broke, I started running here in Hudson.
Okay. And did you take up running for any specific reason, or I mean, why did you start running to begin with?
At first, it was the physical piece, you know, making sure I got exercise and making sure I stayed on top of my body, which I think is easier. It's easier to stay on top of your body when you're younger. So if you develop those practices when you're in like your early 20s or even earlier, a lot of people develop them earlier. But for me, I realized that if I started this practice at a younger age, it would be easier to maintain as I got older and I look towards the future and think, you know, I want to stay in shape. So that's why I started running. But I realized also like the mental, you know, how much it affected me in a positive way mentally.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about that later. But so you were very aware that running was something that could put you into a healthier lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you didn't take it up because you're a competitor or
no.
No. It was about health.
It was about health. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about that. What has running done for you physically? And by the way, for the benefit of the listeners, Erica is you're in your late 20s or
mid- yeah, 27.
Okay. So what has it done for you physically, in your opinion?
I think, well, I'm a fairly like thin and fit person just because of, you know, other reasons, because of like yoga and dancing and stuff like that. So I have noticed a difference in like muscle tone, but it's for me, I think more about like endurance. I'm able to physically like work through those moments of like, it can be hard sometimes to get your body going, you know, your body can be really tight, but I've learned how to work through like those physically like hard moments and really just keep it steady, and like it's about continuing.
Is it like a challenge to yourself?
It's like a challenge to myself.
To yourself. Yeah. Now just for audience clarification, Erica is a certified yoga instructor. Mm-hmm. So you're probably very flexible, and the running does something that the yoga can't do.
Yes.
I mean, for you. And do you recommend that people who do yoga do something else as well?
I think that it's good to be well-rounded. I don't think that you should have one sort of like physical practice like that. You should try different things, and everything has a benefit. So I gain a lot of muscle throughout my entire body doing yoga. Mm-hmm. If we're going to talk about like the physical appearance of it, I see those muscles more as like I've seen those muscles more as I've continued my running practice, because, you know, you get rid of fat on your body and you can see that tone. So
right. And you certainly don't have much of that
no.
on your body. So now tell the listener what you experienced, if you can flash back to that, the very first time you decided to go out on a long run, and maybe compare that to what you feel now. Can you do that? Do you remember back when you took your first long run?
Yeah, I do. I remember thinking probably the first time that I should just like keep running. Just don't stop is what I thought. And it doesn't matter how fast I'm going, and it didn't matter then, you know. It was more, I think I was, and sometimes I'm still, running at a pace that people could probably like walk fastly.
Really?
Just, yeah, sometimes that happens. But for me, it was more about like, you know, continuing like the motion of running. And so that was, I remember feeling that way when I first started. It was like, just get to this place.
Well, there
you know,
must,
you set a goal. So.
Yeah, yeah. And there must be some connection with nature. I mean, you're looking at the scenery, you're feeling the wind at your front or at your back. You're smelling the different smells mm-hmm. because you're moving from one area into another. Mm-hmm. You know, the Amtrak area smells a little differently than the Warren Street area. So it does play on your senses in that way. And I mean, the first time I went running, I got about 3 blocks and I was huffing and puffing, very disappointed in myself. But a year later, I was running 5 miles at a pretty good clip because I stuck to it. And I understand what you're saying. It's not that you feel competitive with other people, but you want to show yourself there are certain things you can do. And I've always felt there was something that I call the glide. You know, you want to feel like you're gliding a little bit when you're running. Do you feel that way?
Like, yeah,
like
it's
a
good
smoothness?
Well, it's nice to get into like a good pace. And then I know when I first started running, I was doing it on a treadmill. And I remember like these moments where I would almost like lose feeling in my legs, probably because I was working out so hard and I wasn't used to it. But yeah, that's like gliding.
Yeah.
Much like that feeling.
Well, what has running meant to you from a mental and spiritual standpoint? Anything?
Yeah, it's more that than it is like the physical part of it. The physical part is kind of a tool for like the mental benefits, if that makes sense. If I'm like struggling with anxiety, I have like a physical energy inside of me that I need to get rid of. It's like free floating energy that it's like I don't know what to do with it. So if I go running, I get rid of that energy, and that helps me mentally. It helps me calm down. It's the way I always describe it is sometimes you want to run away from your problems. And I realized one day that I could actually just run away for a couple miles and then go home when I started to feel better.
All right. Well, there are people out there listening, and maybe they're thinking about a more active lifestyle. Do you have any advice for them if they're giving some thought to taking up running?
Yeah, just be easy on yourself. It has to be enjoyable. If you want it to be something that you're going to continue to do, you have to enjoy it. So if you get 3 blocks and you want to start walking. You're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for yourself. And just take it easy on yourself.
Well, I love that. And folks, this has been the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7. Our guest today has been Erica Beaton, B-E-A-T-O-N of Hudson, New York, who is a certified yoga instructor. And she can be reached at beatonerica@gmail.com. So folks, this is Ed Furtick with Soul Train signing off, and we hope to see you next time.